mission is dedicated to the Nishmas in memory of Reb Yisrael Ben Reb Yosef, Mr. Izzy Schindelheim. Parak Beis, chapter 22, the fifth Mishnah. Harochitz b'mei ma'ara b'mei tiveria. A person bathes in water from a cave or waters from tiveria. Though it is prohibited midrabanan to bathe in such locations using hot water, nonetheless, if somebody did, for sure it's usher to bathe in a bathhouse. We are worried that the non-Jew controlling the bathhouse heated it up for you on Shabbos, which is problematic. And the Chazal extended this prohibition even to a non-bathhouse, like, for example, taking a bath in a cave or in the natural waters by Tiberia. In this topic, afilu be'eser aluntios, the person dries himself off, even with 10 towels, will yevim b'yado, a person is not permitted to carry the towel with them home. And the reason is, we are concerned. There's no issue of hotzah, there is no issue of carrying in this case, but we are concerned the person might come to forget, might come to squeeze out the towel. Even this 10th towel, and how much moisture can this 10th towel have? Nonetheless, he is prohibited to walk home carrying these towels on Shabbos. However, aval asara b'nei adam, there are 10 people who use this bath, use this mei ma'ara, or mei tveria on Shabbos. Mistapkin ba'aluntis achas p'nehem. There are 10 people who use the bathhouse. Since there are so many of them, they will come and remind each other not to transgress an isser of bringing out, of squeezing out, a towel. P'nehem yedir raglehem u'mevin osa b'yadan. The mission here uses the most common way of people dry themselves off. They dry themselves off from just washing their face, their hands, and their feet. And therefore, the towel is quite wet. 10 people use a towel to wash off their hands and their feet and their face. It is still permitted to carry such a towel because everyone will remind each other not to wring out the towel on Shabbos. Halacha actually does not follow this Mishnah. We actually say that one person is permitted to carry a towel, a wet towel on Shabbos. We are not concerned that he will come and wring it out on Shabbos. To the bathing on Shabbos, we actually hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's usher to use hot water, but is permitted to bathe in cold water. Perchavez Mishnah Vav. Sachin Umash Mishin B'mei Me'ayim. V'lo Mis Amlin V'lo Mis Gardin. It is permissible on Shabbos to take some oil and to anoint one's body, and even to rub it in a little bit. However, explains the Mishnah, a person is not permitted to knead or to scrape this oil into one's body. And that's usually, you know, you take, I guess, to scrape, you take some material, some pottery maybe with oil, and to really scrape it on the surface of your skin, or to really rub it excessively. The various commentators really say this is referring to a case where a person rubs in the oil so excessively that a person begins to perspire. It's considered a malacha of chol. It is not appropriate, or it is like for medicinal purposes, which is also would be forbidden on Shabbos. But just to anoint oneself a little bit of oil, that would be permitted. The only thing is, the way it is done should be done with a shinoi. It should be done a little bit different. It doesn't look like we're doing a ma'aseh chol. Really scraping it and really rubbing it in excessively in one's body would in fact be prohibited on Shabbos. Mishnah says, "Ein yordin lekordima." A person is not allowed to go down to the certain type of river. This is a certain type of river that is a valley that is filled with water. The bottom has mud, has this clay, and what is the problem? We are concerned that a person, if they were to enter this valley, this river with water, we are concerned that a person might come and get trapped there, that other people might have to come and save him. Others interpret this to mean that he might come and he might tip over, he might get wet. Others say that by entering into this type of valley with water, he will in fact come out to bring his clothing. Others actually say that he is very likely to get sick because the location of this water is just unhealthy. Regardless, a person is not allowed to enter this type of river, this Folima, on Shabbos. Some will call it a Folima, some will call it a Kordima. Two different versions of the language of the Mishnah. The Ein Osin Apik Torzin. Another version is Ein Osin Apik Tvizin. Two different versions. What does this word mean? This refers to a potion which causes a person to become very sick. It induces vomiting. And the reason why it is usher to do, because it resembles medication, and it is usher shechat samamanim. A person might come to grind the ingredients. Therefore, anything which is medicinal is prohibited on Shabbat. A person is in tremendous amount of pain to be permitted, actually, to take this type of potion, this type of elixir on Shabbos. Just to, shall we say, clean out his insides, that would be prohibited. Ve'ein ma'atzvin es ha-katan ve'machzirin es ha-shever. On Shabbos, we do not, they would take, in the olden days, they would take a baby, place him on his stomach, and almost give him, to manipulate his spine, almost like going to a chiropractor, to strain out his bones on Shabbos. The reason why it's usher to do, according to some interpretations, is because it's like bonehead, like building. And that is why a person cannot do this to a child on Shabbos. And finally, the Mishnah concludes that we do not correct a broken bone on Shabbos in Masirin Es HaShever. A broken bone on Shabbos we do not fix, but that is not the halacha. In fact, we do fix bones on Shabbos, whether a person's arm or elbow became disjointed, or there's a break, we do try and fix it on Shabbos. The halacha is not in accordance with these last few words of our Mishnah. And finally, the last line in our Mishnah, Mi shenifraka yado, if a person's hand became disjointed, if a raglo, or his leg, lo yitrefein betonin. It would be prohibited for a person to place a significant amount of cold water on it, because everyone will see that he's trying to cure, he's trying to heal his body, and that is usher, since this dislocation is not that dangerous. Therefore, we should not try and cure it in an obvious way on Shabbos. However, aval rochets hukidarko, is permissible just to wash one's hand or one's feet that became dislocated in the regular manner. And if it healed, then it healed. Because we know anything which does not appear to be intended as something which is medicinal is in fact mutter, is permitted to do on Shabbos, as we explained in Perek Yud Dalid in this Masechet.